Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
1 year in a pandemic.
I'm going to launch the next phase of the COVID response.
Relief money coming soon.
I do need help right now, more than ever.
The future at the office.
Remote work is the biggie.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It was the announcement that shook the world.
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
Delivered 1 year ago today by the World Health Organization, and just hours later, a new reality began to settle in.
Advanced due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed.
In Oklahoma City and other NBA cities, a season suspension that rippled through the sports world. And before long, the coronavirus pandemic affected other public events, workplaces, schools, and restaurants. Now, a year later, with more than 29 million virus cases in this country and more than 500,000 deaths, we'll hear from President Joe Biden. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The president says he'll use his primetime speech to lay out the next phase of the government's COVID response.
What we will do as a government and what we will ask of the American people.
A year after the nation first shut down to stop the spread, Mr. Biden says there's light at the end of the tunnel.
We cannot let our guard down now.
Having secured passage of his $1.9 trillion rescue plan, the White House says the president, vice president, and first lady intend to travel the country to promote elements of the package.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the president will sign that relief bill tomorrow.
House Democrats handed President Biden his first big win.
This is the most consequential legislation that many of us will ever be a party to.
The bill will send Americans checks up to $1,400, billions for vaccination and school reopening efforts, while increasing the child tax credit and lowering Obamacare insurance premiums. It will also extend the weekly $300 in federal unemployment benefits through early September.
This bill represents a historic victory for the American people.
But Republicans in Congress continue to rail against it, arguing nearly $400 billion in aid for transit agencies, states, and local governments is not COVID-related.
New federal guidance says people can go inside nursing homes for visits, even if those residents or the visitors have not been vaccinated, but outdoor encounters are still preferable. Experts say the pandemic has cost women a generation of gains in the workforce, and two of five women's jobs that were lost over the past year have yet to return. CBS's Nikki Batiste says many women have had to leave their jobs to care for their kids.
A lunchtime break in the park would have been unthinkable a year ago for 42-year-old Nicole Johnson and her daughter, Chloe.
Can you tell mommy what did you do?
Johnson worked as a full-time teaching assistant in Scarsdale, New York. But when the pandemic shuttered her school, she was out of a job.
I was literally crying all the time.
Johnson was offered her job back.
I cannot leave a six-year-old home by herself. So it wasn't a choice.
The devastating economic toll COVID is taking on women, who lost almost a million more jobs than men.
That's been more true for Black women and for Latina women, who are more likely to be frontline workers.
Fatima Goss-Graves is the president of the National Women's Law Center.
We have never been tasked with the really impossible thing of working and caregiving, and in some cases, homeschooling, all at the same time.
At one point last April, it was estimated 22 million Americans were unemployed. More than half of those jobs have come back. But University of California economist Laura Tyson, who headed the Council of Economic Advisors during the Clinton years, says the landscape is changing.
I already was convinced we were going to see more and more automation of work, erosion of jobs that you would call middle skill, middle income jobs. COVID is just accelerating all of that.
So many more of us now work from home, and that's led to issues in major cities where plenty of office space is empty. Richard Florida is an urban studies theorist who is charting what the bounce back might look like.
New York for sure does well. Washington, Boston, San Francisco, Seattle, they all end up okay. Does Chicago come back the way it was? What about Detroit? What about Cincinnati or Cleveland or Buffalo? Those are places that would keep me up at night more.
In a lot of places, the housing market over the past year has been what realtor Jim Norton calls crazy. He does business in Florida. It's estimated 1,000 people are moving there every day, many intent on working from a new home.
You have people coming from out of state who have already sold their houses in New York and $400,000 or $500,000, and they're paying cash.
We left the CBS Broadcast Center a year ago today. For now, at least, our producer's in Florida, and I'm in what I call New Jersey Studio B, as in basement. Britain's Prince William has offered his first defense of the royal family since the Harry and Meghan interview.
Sir, have you spoken to your brother since the interview?
No, I haven't spoken yet, but I will do.
Can you just let me know, is the royal family a racist family, sir?
Yeah, we're very much not a racist family.
Very much not a racist family, he said. The Wall Street Journal's obtained audio of a call President Trump made in December to a Georgia investigator asking her to look for and find mail-in ballot fraud.
When the right answer comes out, you'll be praised, because everyone knows it's wrong.
The investigator said she and others were interested in uncovering the truth. A newspaper reports an aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he groped her at the governor's residence late last year. Through a spokesman, the governor says he's never done anything like that. Well, CBS's Adriana Diaz tells us a Missouri couple has pleaded not guilty to more than 100 charges of mistreatment at a boarding school for girls they once ran.
Boyd Householder and his wife Stephanie face more than 100 charges of sexual, physical, and emotional abuse, which investigators say took place at their boarding school.
We believe this to be one of the most widespread cases of sexual, physical, and mental abuse patterns against young girls and women in Missouri history.
The Householder's daughter, Amanda.
I kept getting messages from random girls that I didn't even know telling me the same thing.
They had been molested.
Correct.
The Householders described the allegations against them as all lies, calling their accusers angry and bitter.
The security camera startup Verkada is investigating the scope of a breach that affected hospitals, schools, factories, and jails. A Swiss hacker, part of a group claiming responsibility, says they got access to an administrator account using credentials found online. There were some winners in the aftermath of Sunday's big CBS television event, after all.
No sooner had Meghan Markle uttered the words during her interview with Oprah.
My first job was when I was 13 at a frozen yogurt shop called Humphrey Yogurt.
Then people started lining up before the Froyo store at a mall in Sherman Oaks, California, opened the next day. Since the sit-down aired, a spokesman says business has gone from about 50 customers a day to more than 200. He admits some others were only angling for selfies next to the sign, store T-shirts have sold out online. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It was also good for Christopher Knight, who played Peter on the Brady Bunch. He designed the chairs they all sat in, and they've been sold out on Amazon and Overstock. It was not good for the head of the British Press Organization, who has stepped down after downplaying Meghan's claims of racism and bias. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.